You are listening to 漫画先生。
Yo, 皆さん、It's 漫画先生。So, today we're going to be talking about a lot of different ways to say I, because the way you say I can tell actually someone a lot about you.Which is kind of interesting. Just like in English, we have, it's very important what pronoun we use with people. We can, you know, address people directly by their name, calling him a him or a her, or even referring to yourself as I in a number of different ways can increase your formality as well as increase the level of respect that you're giving yourself or how comfortable you are around other people. So let's talk a little bit about names.Okay, usually with someone's name, you're going to want to reference their name with son as a traditional, normal, polite conversation you have with someone that you don't know, usually referencing their last name. You can go first name if you're on a little more familiar basis, but last name tends to be more traditional and more common. However, on this podcast, I've used boku, ore even sometimes, and watashi as a way to reference myself. I am John. Watashi wa John desu, right?Watashi is the formal way to introduce yourself. However, there is a less commonly used female version you can also see. Now, this one is exclusively female, as I have never heard a male ever say this, and it's kind of, I don't think you would. There are words that are explicitly female. You would see something like, Atakushi. It even sounds feminine, doesn't it? Atakushi. Ooh. And so you have, now,This doesn't mean that a female cannot use watashi. In fact, watashi is the most commonly used word for females referring to themselves. Females can also use boku, even though it seems to be a little more masculine. But that's moving down the hierarchy. But let's start from the top and work down. So the most formal way to refer to oneself in a very formal setting, a wedding, a business meeting where you don't know the clients or the potential clients, is watakushi.You'll often hear older people who are non-native speakers of Japanese use this more commonly because it was taught a lot in their Japanese lessons, actually, which is kind of interesting to know. Then moving it down from a very formal situation to a less formal or just polite situation where you would refer to yourself as watashi, even males. And females can up that a little bit and go atakushi. Now, what's simply happening here is the...entropy of language, or the wa gets cut out. In fact, all of these are actually, most of these, atashi, atakushi, watashi, and all of these things are washi, ashi, are different ways that actually watakushi has been watered down over time. Now, moving that down, females, women, tend to be more polite than males in everyday speech. So, you can automatically kick a level up for females or kick a level up for males when they actually use polite speech. So, for example,I will use the word boku somewhat often, and a female will use watashi, and it will be seen as somewhat the same level, as females tend to speak a little more higher than most males will. On the same level, they could use also atashi, and I've heard many females say that. Another way to do it is if you go to the very bottom, you have ore, and ore is what I tend to use as I talk like a 28-year-old guy, because that's what I am.You will rarely, if ever, hear females do ore. Now, there are some other ways that you're going to hear Japanese pop up when you hear normal people speak. For example, in areas like Tokyo and Nagoya, you'll hear some older males refer to themselves as ashi. Ashi is a very informal, similar to ore, version of I.That's because it's been watered down over time. It's very similar to washi. Washi, these all come from watashi. And so simply we have washi, wa, and watashi. They all kind of come down and formulate washi or ashi. Very older, informal, almost vulgar versions of doing it. Females have that same version with atakushi, which is a little down from watakushi. So it's only watering it down by a level of these four different levels. So it depends on how you feel. You'll also have words like,I know people that call themselves uchi, which is usually women will use uchi. Uchi wa sa. It's usually like I, but it's more of a we, as in like a royal we sometimes. But all about how you feel, right? I've heard females refer to themselves as boku, that are a little more masculine or a little more outgoing, because males tend to be more outgoing in traditional Japanese culture. That isn't always the case, but we're simply going off stereotypes at the moment. So keep in mind what lines up with the situation, but also with your personality. I tend to go up, be more polite and say boku. I'm an American, so I tend to try to familiarize myself and introduce a level of friendliness, as it's a commonly acceptable version of my culture that is commonly understood in Japan. So I can do that. But I try to be as situationally aware as I can and use watashi, watakushi as appropriate. Well, when I'm with my friends, I rarely use boku. It's usually ore. Because that's how I act. You'll hear old Japanese people sometimes say ora, but think about it this way. Think of it as four layers. You have watakushi, watashi, boku, and ore. And beside that, on the female side, you have watakushi, atakushi, watashi, and then ashi as well. And I hope that helps today's lesson. Try to be a little less formal today. Think about it and how you'd call yourself and how you act in your normal speech. And I will hear you again tomorrow. Until then, make some mistakes. Jane.